from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and standing at 6'4", weighing over 300 pounds, Bam Bam Bigelow became one of the most unique, athletic, and entertaining wrestlers of his time. Bigelow would excel at sports naturally, taking up football and wrestling at the same time. After Bigelow would decide to drop out of high school, he would have various jobs: bouncer, security guard, and at one point, a bounty hunter.
He also claimed that he was shot in the back in Mexico and spent 6 months in a Mexican prison.
He would later decide to go to Larry Sharp's Monster Factory to train wrestling. He would become one of Larry's favorite students and would make his debut in 1985.
He made his pay-per-view debut at the Survivor Series in 1987.
In 1987, he would decide to go to Japan, where he would have a successful run in both singles and tag, including a notable feud with Antonio Inoki at the time. He would have many notable feuds during his initial debut, including one with Andre the Giant.
According to Bret Hart in his autobiography, Andre roughed Bigelow up so badly, he nearly killed him.
Andre tried to kill me.
He would go back to WCW and New Japan until 1990, but he would return to the WWF.
You know, I was a hot commodity. I was a good talent, man. And whenever I worked, they knew they'd have an easy night, a good match, and they all wanted to work with me.
After requesting his release from his second stint at WWF, he would go on to ECW, where he would have classic matches against Sabu, Spike Dudley, and Taz.
You know, Vince just pushes you and pushes you and pushes you. So the next thing I know, I blow out the other knee. Huh. And then, you know, I'm not a robot, man. I'm not made out of steel. And I told Vince, I can't do it. We went into WrestleMania in a big tournament, had two knee braces on, was scheduled for two knee surgeries the next day, and Vince didn't want to hear it. So, you know, it was just like my push out the door and then went back to Japan.
In May 1997, Bigelow showed up in ECW, where he had a very entertaining run. It was probably the best period of his entire American career, in fact.
He would go back to WCW in 99, and in reality, he wouldn't do anything notable.
He quit the WWF twice on his own terms, and he was massively successful everywhere else that he went.
He would go back to WCW in 1999, but would later sit out his contract after the purchase by WWE. After his release in 2001, he would do limited independent dates due to his declining health.
9,000 stitches, 10 broken bones, and 8 arthroscopic knee surgeries later, and here I am today.
On January 19th, 2007, Bam Bam Bigelow would pass away. He was personally one of my favorites, and one of the best to ever do it. The Beast from the East, Bam Bam Bigelow.